From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the diplomatic crisis between Russia and Qatar over the murder of a prominent Chechen separatist. But first, a judge in New York today threw out the most serious charge against Martha Stewart. Judge Miriam Goldman Cederbaum said prosecutors had not presented sufficient evidence to allow the jury to decide the matter. Joining us now from New York is Matthew Rose, who covers the case for The Wall Street Journal. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, this is a securities fraud charge. Tell us more about it.
The charge itself is a very peculiar and interesting one. Cederbaum herself, before the trial started, called it novel, because it actually has nothing to do with insider trading, as you know, will be commonly understood. The charge essentially accuses Martha Stewart of defrauding investors in her own company, not in IMCLA, in her own company, by repeating the allegedly false statements for the reasons why she sold her IMCLA stock back in the end of 2001.
So basically making a public statement saying that she wasn't guilty was, in the minds of the prosecutors, a version of securities fraud.
Exactly. Because, you know, based on the understanding that investors, you know, were fraudulently comforted by statements that she made and therefore may have bought stock when, in fact, you know, she was lying and all these bad separate things had happened that the investors ought to have been aware of, but that she allegedly did not disclose to them.
Now, was today's ruling a surprise?
No, not to me, if that answers the question. Cederbaum, the judge has been very persistent in her questioning of the lead prosecutor during the trial. It's a few days ago, she spent a long time outside of the presence of the jury hammering away to Karen Seymour, who's the assistant U.S. attorney, asking her over and over again, you know, where is the evidence that she intended to defraud investors? Because there are two key things the government needs to prove: intent to defraud and the fact that the statements were material. There are various legal tests for those. But she was obsessed with the intent and asked over and over and over, where's the intent? Where's the intent? We haven't seen her ruling yet, but apparently there is a written ruling, and my guess is that's going to be one of the key reasons as to why she tossed the charge.
Hmm. Now that charge, under that charge, Stewart faced 10 years in prison. What are the other charges? They're less serious. What are they, and what does she now face?
They're not necessarily less serious. The most serious one is conspiracy to do a whole bunch of things, and then she's also charged with doing those things as well, and it's elements of crimes like making false statements and obstruction, which are all still very much live issues in the case. The defense thinks the government has done a poor job in making its case beyond a reasonable doubt. The government thinks they're doing fine. And there are so many different charges and so many subsidiary elements to those charges that it's a brave person who will predict which way the jury goes, because they have a multiple series of options as to how they can mix and match the various charges against both of them. But they're all pretty serious, and they go to the jury on Wednesday.
Now, Stewart's former stockbroker, Peter Bakanovic, is also on trial. Did the judge throw out any charges against him?
No. The securities fraud charge was only levied against Martha Stewart. Because this is, at its heart, a conspiracy case, a significant number of the other charges are levied against the two of them, and they will rise and fall together because, you obviously can't conspire with yourself. There needs to be two people to make a conspiracy. So he is still facing the exact same litany of charges that it was at the beginning of the case.
And what happens now?
What happens now is that all today, all Friday, the two legal teams will argue in the judge's chambers about exactly what instructions she'll give to the jury. And that will be very important, too, because she's been pretty restrictive in terms of what she's allowed in this case. And if she gives the jury very strict instructions, that's certainly going to help the defense, because it's going to make the wall, which is the burden of proof, a little bit higher. There'll be closing arguments on Monday and Tuesday, and the judge is expected to read her instructions to the jury on Wednesday, at which point they'll go and decide, and it's anyone's guess how long they'll take.
Matthew Rose has been covering the trial of Martha Stewart for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome.